How would you describe the current status of the business community in Dominica? Is it healthy? I know maybe you're just taking over, but surely you've been here taking a look for a little while. Would you describe it as healthy, or there are serious problems?
Dominica businessmen and women are survivors. They do very well no matter what. They're very resilient and able to change. They're able to retract when things are bad. They also expand. They're on the ball. We have a healthy business community here. Now, the business environment worldwide is terrible, and we cannot survive. We won't survive here unless we adapt to it. The general business environment in Dominica is not at the best. We're generally reflecting the challenges in the world economy. We have interest rate issues to worry about. We have foreign exchange issues to worry about. The Japanese yen, for example, has revalued itself upwards to the point where business people who have to buy in Japanese and pay in Japanese yen walk in a tightrope. You know, something that cost $1,000 today, when it's reordered, might be $1,200. So how do you deal with that? These are all issues that are facing the business community.
Now, there's something that people speak about locally. I don't know to what extent the DIC is paying any attention to that, but there's a concern that a number of Chinese businesses are springing up all over Roseau, and that may end up putting local business people out of business. Some have suggested that it is actually happening already.
Are we talking about Dominicans when we talk about the Chinese community, business community?
Yeah, we're talking about the Chinese businesses all over Roseau and locals suggesting that that is putting them out of business.
Are these Chinese people Dominicans?
Well, that is not the concern that people are expressing. As far as they can see, they are Chinese people running businesses. Whether they are Dominican, they have Dominican citizenship or not, I don't think for a lot of people who think the Chinese are taking over the country, I don't think that's an issue for them.
Well, you know, I've never considered myself to be a racist. So I can't really respond to the issue of Chinese. I'll respond to Dominicans competing against other Dominicans. And I think it's a very healthy thing when Dominicans compete against other Dominicans.
Now, let me put it this way to you. If native Dominicans feel foreigners who have become economic citizens are having been growing businesses in Roseau, and Dominica is a very small place, and they think that is going to put them out of business, is that a concern for the DAIC?
Well, again, we come back to your suggestion here that we have two different levels of Dominican. I personally believe, and I think everyone, including the government, every right-minded Dominican will tell you there's only one level of Dominican citizen. So again, I don't understand your question.
The question is that there are Chinese business people in Dominica. Whether they hold Dominican citizenship or not, a lot of people look at them and see them as foreigners and think they are taking over the country. What I am asking is that a concern for the DAIC?
That's not a question I'm going to answer, because I think it's a ludicrous question, quite frankly. There's only one standard of Dominican, and that is a Dominican.
So you think all these people who have this concern, you think they're racist?
I'm not going to answer that, and I resent it that you're putting these kind of words into my mouth.
I'm not putting any words in your mouth. I am asking questions. You have a right to respond. I'm not putting any words into your mouth.
Well, I feel I feel otherwise, and I'm not comfortable with this. Let's go on to the next subject.
Let me ask you, some of these people, are they part of the DAIC? Have they become part of the DAIC?
Again,
and would the DAIC represent them?
The DAIC will represent every Dominican business person. As to whether they are members or not, they're entitled to membership. We welcome them into the DAIC. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, but I am asking, are any of them members at this stage?
I don't know.
Okay. So generally, you're uncomfortable with that, but generally, overall.
I'm uncomfortable with the entire issue that you've raised about Chinese.
It's not an issue that I have raised. It's an issue that people are talking about.
And which you're relating to me.
Some people are very emotional about it. Some basically asking if that is a concern for the DIC. It's not. Just tell me it's not. So,
let's go on.
Okay. So, generally, your term is going to be what, 1 year?
I have a one-year contract, which is renewable on both sides.
Mm-hmm. And any specifics you hope to achieve during that year? You have specific goals that you think after the year we should have achieved?
Yes, wealth creation, be it for the micro, the small, or the medium-sized business. That's what the DAIC is all about. Creating wealth for our employers, for our business owners, for our stakeholders, and for their employees.